Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on this getaway Friday, April the 3rd, 2026. 13 coming up on 14 minutes past the hour. It is what I was about to say. Good Friday, joined in the studio this morning by Matt Morgan. And before we get the morning started here, I do want to remind everybody, today is the big day for our contest here on WGH Talk Radio. We did this last year, and it was a lot of fun. Starting at 10:15 this morning, we will be broadcasting from an undisclosed location somewhere in Marion. Now, while we are at that location from 10:15 until 12 noon, we will be giving hints as to where we are. If you think you know where we are at, you can come to that location. If you do come to that location, you will get to draw an Easter egg. Each Easter egg has two numbers in it. They're duplicate numbers, the same number. So you'll draw a number, take the number home, we'll keep the number, put it in an Easter egg, and put it in a basket. At 12:15, we'll come back here to the station. You tuned in. We will take the eggs that we have drawn, draw an egg out, and the winner, that will be the winner of the contest, and they will receive a big prize. And I hope you all find us. And by the way, the 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow, will be with us at the surprise location. That's always a lot of fun. And she will also be doing the drawing at 12:15 today for the big mystery prize. Now, this event is supported by the committee to elect Jason Schauber, Marion County Commissioner. So there you go. Matt, are you excited? This was a fun event last year.
Yeah, I think it was good.
I like that we, because normally when you do a remote broadcast, you don't tell anybody where you are. So it's fun to go someplace and not say where you are. You just start giving hints as to where you are. A lot of people found us last year. We're going to see how good people are this morning if they can find us starting at 10:15 this morning.
Well, that's always good.
You're going to have to hear the hints, though. It's a big, big thing here. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I got a little question for you. What would we call you, the Easter Bunny, and what would we call Matt, the overlooking the Easter Bunny, if it's behaving or not?
That's right. We're going to be hidden like Easter eggs today.
Why? Might be a fair question since there's a high rise in gasoline and running all over Marion County. Are you going to be on per se? Anything like property of the city?
Property of the city. Define property of the city.
Well, property of the city, then we'll boil it down. It won't be the streets because we know the streets. But I thought it was kind of funny having Naomi on there explaining the way the aquatic center is happening. My guess would be you'd be sitting at the aquatic center, or maybe at since the offices are closed at City Hall and stuff, something like on pertaining to something like that. So we don't. I know last year I drove up and used in the Catholic cemetery right there by the gypsy's grave.
Right, right. As far as I'll give this one clue to kick off the morning.
And then we can think about it until 10:30. I thought you were going to start right off with clues as to progress.
Yeah. Well,
but you're not. You're going to be starting with clues of 10:30 a.m.
Right. Well, yeah. I guess here's the first clue. It has nothing to do with government.
Okay. And. You now, you define your thing as government.
Yeah. Nothing that the city operates, I guess, is what I should say.
Well, that's what I thought. I baited you right in on that because I think the government's going to take over.
Well, that could be coming. It might not be too far off.
Yeah. Well, Matt, keep track of him now so he don't lead you astray Are you going to be driving your vehicle, Matt?
Yeah.
I remember last year you had a park down there, and so I'll be looking. You still got the same vehicle?
Yeah.
And you're going to have the same card table, and you're all going to be in Mary Ellen, and you and Scott's going to be in the same vehicle?
I honestly don't know what the whole setup's going to be like, but yeah, everybody else is going to be there, yeah. Same people.
Yeah, well, I got my binoculars, see, that saves me a lot of foot tracks and in the sand. So I'm a pretty clever tracker downer. I don't want to go by the blood trail because that's what the guys used to call me and say, hey, Ted, we got a wounded deer. Will you track it for me? I love tracking the blood trail on deer because I usually come up finding them. But, deer, Scott, will you be ready for the challenge?
I'm ready for the I hope that as many people find us as they did last year. I didn't think people would find us last year. They did. So I hope today is like last year.
I thought we'd just maybe just take a number and the Easter egg, one of you pull it out, and then would if whoever had the number, you just mark 1, 2, 3, 4 down on a sheet of paper and circle it, and that'd be the end of it. But,
well, if we get enough entrants,
and looking for it, but it isn't part of the government, right?
Nope, nothing to do with the government.
Thank you, Scott.
All right, thank you. Bye bye.
Take care, Matt.
Have a good one.
All right. Well, again, the phone lines are open this morning, 740-383-9944, and that will all take place starting at 10:15. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And so there, you've got your one clue of the morning already, that it has nothing to do with government. So there you are. Now, we're going to do the first 2 hours like we normally do here, talking about what's going on in the city, the world. A lot of people have opinions on this. Well, it's been a big week, Matt. They raised the prices at the Aquatic Center. They raised the sanitation fees. They did this all by press release this week. No press conference, no city council meeting, I don't know anything like that. Is this a good idea?
I mean, I don't know that it's a great idea as far as, you know, I mean, you could have handed it off to city council and I don't know. I feel like this way you're just taking the brunt of the dislike.
Go ahead, caller.
Cure Marion.
You got it.
On a good Friday.
Yep. Good getaway Friday.
Excuse me. Yes, a good getaway Friday. You know why the Easter Bunny hides his eggs, don't you?
Why is that?
He doesn't want anybody to know he's been fornicating with chickens.
Well, there you are. Do you think you're going to be able to find us today?
I'm not worried about it, because I ain't going to be looking.
Oh, that's too bad. That's too bad. If you found us, you could show up and snap a picture of us all.
Why would I do that?
I don't know. Fun? we're all in it for fun.
You. Hey, you know, something just dawned on me. Isn't the city still operating on Fridays? They only work till noon.
I think that's true, but not today because it's Good Friday.
Well, that's an area that the mayor could cut. Those people are probably still getting paid for 40 hours. You know, that's a little place. That's wasteful, you know?
Well, he's got... Listen, I will say this, and you know, off the record, I had an off the record conversation with somebody yesterday who has pretty good insight into what's going on down there. And again, this is not their words, or these are not my words, but what they said to me was they felt that it was more likely than not that the city would be taken over by the state because they think the city's going to have a lot of trouble creating the revenues that the state will want them to create.
And I don't think it comes as any surprise. If anybody's followed this administration, they're not ready for primetime politicians. They're a bunch of boobs.
But I don't think...
There's a lack of leadership.
But
and let me qualify that. It's not necessarily all of them. there are certain individuals in a leadership role that don't know what the hell they are doing.
Well, here's the thing. I don't think, because it's never happened in Marion, I don't think that the administration, I don't think the city council, and I'm not even sure the residents really fully would understand what happens if the state takes over. I mean, essentially, they're going to come in, they're going to look at past budgets, and they're going to cut, my understanding is almost nearly a quarter out of whatever the last budget was, and whatever they have to cut to get there, that's what they're going to do.
I would hope they would maybe even go as far as a forensic audit.
Well, I'm
where
sure
are all these monies going? What did you spend them all? I think there's going to be a lot of dirty laundry come out of this.
Well, there's going to be a lot of problem for the people down at City Hall because they have never, as I've said all week, elucidated what the problem was. They're telling us how they're going to fix the problem, but they have never told us what the problem was, and I think that's a big problem in and of itself.
Well, the problem is quite simple. All they have to do is look in the mirror.
Well, maybe. Hey, thanks for calling.
Hey, do a better tomorrow, and happy hunting.
Yes, happy hunting, happy Good Friday. So, Matt, back to what you were saying there. And again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944.
I mean, I think that you probably could have done a better job of, you know, spreading the blame around. I think that doing it unilaterally is, I mean, you could do it. I'm gonna, you know, you're allowed to, apparently. But, you know, I don't think that it's the popular the popular way to do it.
I don't know. I just think this has disaster written all over it. Just this idea of doing these things by press release. I think that was very, very bad.
I still think that, yes, the odds that the state comes in are pretty well.
Well, that's what this person said. I mean, it was an off-the-record conversation, and it's not a guarantee, but they essentially said it was more likely than not that the city's going to have trouble creating the revenues that the state will want them to, so the state essentially will come in.
Well, and I figure the state's going to come in, and we're going to end up laying people off. So I don't know why they don't just lay people off now.
Well,
I know it's not a popular thing to do, but, I mean, if the state's going to come in, I don't know. I didn't know to what extent they were going to do things, but if they're going to cut 25% off of the budget, I mean, you know, that's, you know, I guarantee you they're cutting into to people there.
Well, I mean, good on the city if they don't get taken over by the state, but you know, this person seemed to feel that it's going to be an uphill battle for them to do what the state wants them to do.
Well, everything they did, wasn't that already in the original plan sent to the state?
Well, so far, I think so. But the only things they've technically done, well, I don't know if the out-of-city tax credit for people who work outside city limits was, but now that's been cut in half from what they originally wanted.
So I guess the question is, what,
I don't think the Aquatic Center
fees
were.
What changed in this fiscal recovery plan that they sent the state between this time and last time?
Well, I think it was getting rid of the out-of-city work tax credit. I think it was raising the Aquatic Center rates. I think it was,
Those were in the first plan that was sent.
Were they? Have you seen the first plan?
I was under the impression they were in the first plan.
I've never seen the first plan. So, who knows? And I don't think getting rid of curbside recycling was, although they haven't done that yet. And I don't think that raising the bus fares was, although they haven't done that yet. So, you know, I don't, it's April 3rd.
Well, you think they'll raise the bus fares? Last time they tried to raise the bus fares, the city council shot it down.
I don't know what they're doing down there. I really, really don't. As I was talking to Fran Vall yesterday on the air, I don't understand how this is being run. I've never seen anything run like this. I mean, you know you have to have a plan down there with the state this month, April. And you haven't even completed everything that you in your own plan said you were going to do back in February. And it's already April the 3rd. So, does any of this make any sense?
Well, I mean, I don't know that it made a whole lot of sense. I mean, I don't... I don't know. I mean, no, not really. I mean, I don't know why... I don't know why he did it, or I guess the mayor being he did it unilaterally. He could have sent it through the city council to do things. I mean, that would have spread the, you know, the blame, I guess, a little bit. And I don't know how we, you know, got to this point anyways.
Well, it's on the mayor to raise sanitation and storm sewer rates. So doing that by press release, that's not shocking. I probably would have done it at a meeting in an announcement, not something you have to send through city council. But to do it through press release in the times we're in, that's a little rough. The aquatic center rates going up, I guess you can do that by press release. But the other two, there's still a lot of question on if the mayor can do that unilaterally. Get rid of curbside recycling, but if he can he raise the bus fares? Himself. I don't know.
Last time he, or I guess it wouldn't have been he, maybe it was, I don't remember who, but they tried to raise the bus fares to like $2 or something, and the city council like passed an ordinance that something like all the, or anytime the bus fares want to be like raised or lowered, they have to go through a city council vote. So, I mean, he can, I guess, put one forward, but they got to vote on it.
Well, we'll find out. We'll see if a press release comes out. I don't know. They meet Monday. Now, I can't remember if it's committee or if it's a full city council meeting.
What's up with the fifth Monday rule?
I don't think they want to meet on the fifth Monday.
It's a Monday. It's just like every other Monday.
Yeah, but I think they only have to have two council meetings a month.
Okay.
Full council meetings.
I don't know. I think these.
Anyway, that's where that is. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. So hopefully everybody in the city has a good Easter and that all shakes out the way it's going to shake out. Now, something else here. The No Kings rallies this past weekend seemed to do pretty well in Marion. Definitely did very well in the country. The president spoke on Iran the other night. I have no idea what that speech was about.
Nothing.
Not a thing. Honest to goodness. Pam Bondi's out as Attorney General.
Yep, I saw that.
I'll tell you, the whole administration
is... The ship's sinking.
Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
I think, personally, that the people want leadership that is willing and capable of looking the people in the eye and telling the good stories and telling the bad stories and handling business and treating each other like adults. You know, it's not a good look. In my opinion, it looks really weak to release things through emails. I mean, it's kind of like breaking up with somebody, you know. You got people who look each other in the eye and you break up, or you got people that text people.
Well, how do you think this is all going to shake out? I mean, here it's April 3rd. Nothing further has been mentioned on the curbside recycling, eliminating that. Nothing further on the bus rate increases. And, you know, they've got to have this plan to the state in very short order.
I thought they already had to have it there. I thought it was by April 1st.
Well, apparently there was some ambiguity on that. I think they have some wiggle room on that, but I'm almost positive it has to be down there sometime in April.
All right. Well, like I said, it doesn't build trust. You know, I think it, in people's minds, if you, you know, kind of like the whole flock camera thing. There's people that say, if you don't have nothing to hide, why are you worried about the cameras? Well, if you don't have anything to hide about your budget or your plan or anything like that, then get up, call a meeting, just like, you know, if you had strong town, then let's have a party. Let's call a meeting of the people and let's hear it. Let's hear it. Let's build the trust. I've said this before. The people I talk to are saying it's not about, you know, does anybody want the embarrassment or the shame or whatever it is of the state taking us over? It's that we don't trust. We don't trust local people to do the right thing not based on the good old boy system and doing it for what's right and what's wrong.
Well,
you know, at least hopefully the state would come in and just make, you know, good decisions and not based on, well, I don't want to lay off my friend or I don't want to do this or that or, you know. That's not leadership.
Well, here's one of the problems. In a normal situation, raising the aquatic center rates or raising the sanitation rate by press release probably would not be a big deal. But the fact that you have to say that this is being done because you're under pressure of the state, which both press releases did say, and also the fact that you did one on a Monday and one on a Wednesday, you know, you hit people in the same week. That is the problem with doing that by press release.
Well, I think we need to call lame lame. You know, if the shoe was on the other foot, and if Schertzer was still in office, and this was done by Schertzer or any other Democrat, it would be called lame by this administration or by this party. I would call it lame. As I said, I'm not real loyal to politicians in the sense of my loyalty shows up when politicians do their job as civil servants, and I'll vote you back in up until your term limits, you know.
Right. Well, it's going to be interesting to see how it shakes out, and I hope you stick with us this morning.
Well, and as I said, you know, the public feels that the state would probably do a better job, a quicker job, a more thorough job. I mean, this is what leadership is about, making the hard decisions. You know, everybody loves the, you know, the parties and the strong town stuff and all that, and that's great. Who wouldn't? But you've got to step up to the plate, you know?
Got to balance. You're right. Hey, thank you.
Have a great day.
All right, and again, phone lines are open here this morning, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. It's a balancing act, to be sure.
Well, I mean, I'd agree, yeah. I mean, I think that they've probably just not... I mean, I don't think anybody's saying it didn't have to be done, I suppose. I mean, you know, I think the majority of people at this point probably understand that the state's breathing down the neck of the city. But, you know, I don't think that going about it the way they have has exactly been... I don't know, comforting to people.
Now, what did you ascertain from President Trump's speech Wednesday night on the war in Iran?
I mean, there wasn't really a whole lot there. I mean, it was a lot shorter than I thought it was going to be. So I don't know what's up with that. But I don't know. He didn't really say a whole lot of anything.
Now, I did not get the part where he said, essentially, and this is all a paraphrase, I don't have the quotes in front of me, they're talking with somebody over there, but they're not sure if that's the person that they need to be talking with. They're having communication with Iran, but I didn't understand if that was the person that is doing the bargaining because they're setting up a new regime. I don't understand that. And I also didn't understand what was
I think he said that a new regime has been set up because they killed the old regime, so there's just so many new people, which makes it a new regime.
Right, but who's he talking to? Because he keeps saying that, you know, they want to make a deal, they're going to make a deal, so on and so forth. But who's he talking to?
Oh, he didn't say. Iran, I guess.
There's like one phone number in Iran. You just dial that up, and whoever picks up the phone, that's the person making the deal. And I also didn't understand, what did he give them, 2 weeks? 2 weeks, and if you don't start comply. Again, now, if they're complying and everything's going well, why are you threatening them? What was it? I hope it was 2 weeks. But he did put a timeline on them. He said, if you don't fix this problem in 2 weeks, we're going to bomb you like crazy. Something like that. Now, is that a good thing to let them know that you're coming that far in advance?
I mean, I don't know. I think we've let people know that we're going to bomb them before we bombed them many a time. I mean, I don't think that it makes all that much of a difference. I mean, the bomb's falling from the sky nonetheless.
No, but I think they're going to be ready. I mean, it's not a ground warfare. It's dropping bombs out of the sky. That's already happened once. Well, if I was the new Ayatollah, I certainly would hide that day. The last one didn't know the bombs were coming.
Well, yeah, surprise.
Right, but you kind of blew the surprise when you're saying that in your speech.
I'm sure this man's bunkered down as is.
I just don't... Did we get one answer on when this is going to be over? What's going on over there? What has happened? Anything from that speech the other night?
He talked about the 13 soldiers who have died, and he talked about how he went to the... I don't know, I'm sure there's some name for it, but like when they were flown back, he went to the airport with the parents and the whatnot.
Well, that's that. I just don't understand it. And I'll tell you, a lot of people are getting very upset. We've had a few Ohio soldiers die in this conflict already. And this is not a happy time for people.
A few. There was only 13.
Well, I think it's two, isn't it two at this point?
I don't know.
I don't have the number. We don't have the numbers yet.
There's 50 states. How unlucky do you have to be?
Well, I don't know how. I don't. Got me. I know there's at least one. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Did anybody understand the president's speech the other night? If you did, explain it to us, because I certainly did not get it. But... here we are.
It was a very short speech considering, I don't know, Donald Trump usually just talks on and on and on and on and on. It was like a 13-minute speech. I was like, oh.
Well, I don't think there's a whole lot to say. I don't think he knows a whole lot.
Well, I mean, did you see Hegseth fired another general?
Well, the Attorney General's been fired. The Director of Homeland Security's been fired. I mean, this has all happened in the last, month? Month and a half?
So Hegseth has fired a few I don't know the exact numbers, but a few admirals and a few generals at this point. As we're in active conflict.
And it's my understanding Pam Bondi was in charge of the Epstein files.
Yeah, but she was kind of dumb. Like, you know, she said that, like, the Epstein files were on her desk waiting to be signed into, you know, or whatever. And then, like I don't know, next week she was like, oh, they don't exist. Democrat hoax. And then, like, next week she's talking about how, I don't know, it was just a whole big thing.
Well, that's where we are internationally in the world. That's the state of the United States right now. That and $4 gasoline as we head into Easter weekend.
Hey, gas has gone down a little bit.
Not much.
Yeah, not much, but it's not $3.99 anymore.
No, it's $3.86.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is still more than a dollar more than it was when he gave the State of the Union in late February.
Well, and then he bombed Iran, so, you know.
Yeah, but that was a good thing, right?
Like, right after the State of the Union.
Well, then in the speech he talked about the Strait of Hormuz would open it back up because that's the only thing they have, and I don't think so.
I don't know much about Iran, but I do know they produce a lot of oil and natural gas, so, I mean, I don't know.
Well, one of our listeners this morning gives it, the fact that he didn't blab on for 2 hours says it all, we're in trouble.
Well, I thought he was going to talk for like an hour and a half, so.
No?
It was 13 minutes, I was like, that's it?
Well, because he said this would all be over in 6 weeks, and that was the 6-week deadline, so I think he had to say something.
Well, that's why you don't give deadlines.
I don't know. Again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Well, let's come back to Marion yesterday, because as we did yesterday, I don't think that political endorsements mean a whole lot. I have said this. I think they might mean something on the local level, but the problem is on the local level, most people have no idea who these endorsements are or who they're coming from, who these people are. But I saw a big endorsement yesterday in the 86th district race. Former Mayor Jack Kellogg endorsed Ben Weber.
Wasn't that nice for Ben?
Yeah. Well, I think this is one endorsement because I look at the people the mayor is the head of the city. And Jack Kellogg was the mayor for 16 years, longest serving mayor in Marion history, tied with Mayor Schertzer. The current mayor has not given an endorsement.
No. Mayor Schertzer is tied with him. He was there first.
Okay. But the current mayor has not endorsed anybody in that race. So aside from the current mayor endorsing anybody, the fact that Mayor Kellogg endorsed Ben Weber, I combined two candidates there. Ben Weber, I think that's significant.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think people know of Jack Kellogg still. I mean, Jack Kellogg is, a local legend to some extent.
Well, and I think that's also why it's a seemingly big endorsement, is that Jack does not do a whole lot of endorsing anymore, and he doesn't do a whole lot of that sort of thing. So the fact that he got involved in this and did make an endorsement for Ben, I think that's significant, knowing how contentious this race is. I'm sure they've all asked for his endorsement. I would imagine. I don't know for sure. I wasn't there.
I would hope. Yeah, it would make sense.
So why do you think Mayor Kellogg would hand it to Ben Weber?
I mean, he probably likes Ben Weber. I mean, you know, I don't know. He's more the establishment type person. He's got, according to him, I don't know him that well, but apparently he interned or worked for some people in the state house and things like that. So he's got, you know, he's more the establishment kind of a person.
You know, with a month left to go, May 5th, literally 32 days now, have you found it strange how that race has kind of leveled off? I mean, it really, there was a lot more activity, I thought, going on there a couple months ago.
Well, a couple months ago, there were things you could, like, I mean, a couple months ago, I mean, you know, Ben Weber was at the fair, right? Like, almost every day, maybe every day. I mean, like, well, there's no fairs right now to go to.
Well, a lot of people did not feel that Ben was going to be a formidable option, but it has seemingly turned out that he is.
Well, yeah, I mean, Ben's put in the work.
A lot of signs.
Yeah.
A lot of effort. And I think there is something appealing about him to a certain group of people, obviously somebody who was a longtime politician like Jack Kellogg.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I guess maybe also it depends on how Jack Kellogg, I don't know. I mean, they're really not all that different, I don't think. I mean, they sound about the same when they talk about policy.
Well, again, if anybody's got any opinions, feel free to drop them on us here on this Good Friday. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Do you think that the Jack Kellogg endorsement means anything? Because half of these people, I really don't know when they endorse people. I don't know who they are. I don't know why they're... Okay, I'm endorsed by such and such. Okay, I don't know who such and such is. That really doesn't mean anything.
Well, I mean, I think the Jack Kellogg endorsement holds more sway than a lot of other endorsements could. I mean, you know, a lot of people know Jack Kellogg. I mean, like you said, you know, 16-year mayor. I mean, that's, you know, I'd assume it has some, carries some weight.
The fact that people know him, I think, is what it is. I don't think there's any other endorsement in that race at this particular point that I could say, who is this person to as many people, and they would know who it is. I think that's the difference.
I mean, Jack Kellogg's still a popular fellow.
Yes, and people have went out to get his endorsement. He doesn't do it a whole lot, but he obviously was willing to do it in this particular race.
Well, that's good for Ben.
Well, how do you see that shaping up with a month to go? That primary.
I've still seen a lot more Ben Weber signs than anybody else's signs.
What about the county commissioner race?
The county commissioner race is shaping up to be interesting. I mean, I haven't talked to anybody about who they're going to vote for, but you know, as far as yard signs go, I mean, I think that Depending on where you go, Christy Neff and Mooney got it pretty good and well tied up as far as yard signs go.
Well, I've seen some Stuyvesant.
Stuyvesant. I haven't seen any Schauber, but I also don't drive her through the city at all, so.
Well, I think Schauber has that sign over on Hessler's, which is very prevalent. As you're about to go down the Route 95, or you're about to continue down Church Street.
I don't know, maybe I'm just blind then. Because I know which sign you're talking about. It's the one that's just on Hessler's, right?
Yep.
Yeah. I'll have to keep an eye out, I guess.
In any event, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944 on this Good Friday. A lot of people off work today. A lot of people off school today. I saw the roads were less empty this morning as I was driving through. That's kind of nice.
Oh, 309 was pretty busy.
95 was not. And the 95 McDonald's was not very busy this morning at all, which you know, during the week when school's in, it gets a lot of traffic. But today was not that busy.
Why?
Because people were off school and a lot of people were off work.
What are you off school for?
It's Good Friday, religious holiday.
Okay.
Yeah. So, the No Kings protest, what do you make of those? A lot of people had a lot to say about all that.
I don't know. I mean, I wasn't really there. I mean, I you know, was aware it happened. The pictures looked like there was a lot of people there. I mean, I don't know. I was talking to a woman who had attended, and she said that, I mean, I don't know what time she was there or anything like that, but she said that when she was there, there was probably pretty close to 150. But she said she was disappointed by the turnout. I don't know what like, I don't know. 150 people I thought was pretty good. I mean, it was 40 degrees outside.
The event organizers told me, who were clicking off people, that it was somewhere between 2 and 3. They thought most likely somewhere in the 250 category over the two-hour period. Because not everybody stays the whole time.
Well, I mean, that's, you know, that's good, I guess. I mean, yeah, I mean, I figure that's good. I mean, 250-ish people. I mean, that's, again, 40 degrees. I mean,
I guess I still don't understand what.
I mean, we're no New York, I guess. I mean, like, New York had, like, theirs was, like, city blocks.
Well, that's what I don't understand. This is all relative to population and what you have in your area. And I guess I'm still trying to figure out what is a success and what is a non-success crowd size-wise.
I don't know. Apparently they were aiming for like 500 or something. I don't know. That's...
Well, I don't know. Is that... I don't think they were. I think that's one person. See, I don't think that's speaking for the whole group.
Well, I don't know. Apparently one person was aiming for like 500 either way.
No, but I'm saying, but that person also said they were very happy with the turnout.
No, I think it was, I mean, yeah, I mean.
So I don't know.
The turnout was pretty good.
But I don't know what a success is and what a success is not. Because a lot of this seems to be about crowd size, but I don't really think it's going to be about crowd size. I think it's going to be about the ballot box.
I mean, I don't know, once you get over 50 people, maybe, I don't know. I mean, a sizable group's a sizable, I mean, there were elections in the last, I don't know if it was the last primary or the one before that, but that were like 20 votes off. So, I mean, 50 votes is, you know, that's a lot of votes.
50?
Yeah.
Well, I think this is more in the neighborhood of, well, I don't know, it depends on who you trust, I don't know.
No. I'm just saying, like... like, you know, if there was a protest and there was only 50 people who showed up to the protest, I think 50 people is a pretty all right protest. I mean, there were elections in the city that, you know, were won by less than 50 votes.
Yeah. I don't know. The whole thing is very interesting because anytime we do a story on it, it gets more comments, it gets more reactions, it gets more shares than anything going on in the city, than murders, than car accidents, than fires.
Are there murders going on in the city?
I'm sure there have been at times. So, why is that such a hot button for people? That, in and of itself, I think. I mean, I think we had over 300 comments on that post, which wasn't a big post. and something like 700 reactions?
Well, people like to react to things.
Well, apparently not. Nothing else gets that kind of reaction.
People like to act to divisive things.
Well, is it divisive? I don't know if that's divisive. It's certainly not a murder. It's not a theft.
Well, I mean, people generally tend to agree, yes, theft is bad. People generally tend to agree, yes, murder is bad. People do not generally tend to agree on the premise of the No Kings protest. They agree generally with protesting, I guess, but not the premise of the No Kings protest. I mean, like, one of the city council people said that, like, I don't remember how they phrased it. Basically, like, they're surprised, never seen anything like it before or something. I don't remember.
Oh, I don't know. Well, you can have your own opinion, I guess.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know.
I don't know. Very strange. I just think, you know, I was talking earlier in the week about social media and the platform that it gives a lot of people, I think, to get attention that they need, which I think's a good thing in a way.
No.
Well, yes, people got to get attention somehow.
I don't know about that.
If you're lacking something in your life, I think it's nice that you get some attention somehow. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, just to piggyback on the comments I made earlier, some of the people I'm talking to, and when we're talking about, like, you know, whether the state should take over or leave it in the hands of the current administration, I mean, this administration took office when?
Would have been January of 24.
Okay. So it's been in office for 2 years.
Yep, about 2.5.
Just about every city council meeting I've been to, or even committee meeting, not all, but many of them have some or more than one emergency ordinance that needs to be handled right now. Mr. Russell will get up and explain very eloquently, you know, this, and this, but we got to move this right now. So I guess the questions I get and the things I see is, if you had just been sworn in and you just took over the ship, I could see running some emergency ordinances to get a grip of everything and get a handle on things. And the former administration didn't do their job or whatever. But we're 2 years into this. So to me and to others, it gives the impression that nobody's really in control of the ship, that they don't have a grasp of the problem, and they're functioning on a reactionary mode instead of a plan. And it doesn't lend to a view of confidence to the people. You know, if you're releasing everything through press releases, and everything is, we're suspending the, you know, as Ms. Mayor said in one of the last meetings, you know, the people don't like this, bam, 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 you know, you're jamming it through. They get very upset, they being council, if the public asks any questions, because they take any questions as you're against them instead of, people want understanding, even when people get up and say, we just want understanding. They don't hear it. They don't listen to it. So, I mean, politics should be about qualifications, but it's about popularity. And as I said, I know Mr. Collins, he likes to get up and do the press stuff when it's something good. Okay, but you got to be a strong leader. You got to step up to the plate and say, you know what, here's where we're at, here's where we've been, here's the mistakes I've made, and here's where, you know, we're going to go forward. But it's not happening. It does in little piecemeals when people are forced to. Again, that's not leadership.
Well, and I think a lot of people probably feel that way, and I think that's why this is going to be very interesting as time goes along.
I mean, what? Either you or Matt or whatever. I mean, am I wrong on that perception that, you know, the constant emergency ordinances and it just when that comes through, my first thing I say is, where the hell have you all been? I mean, I get every now and then something's going to crop up that, you know, but it's like, to me, it says, what's everybody doing when this stuff is coming up? And some of it's like, well, this is just regular council business, but we missed it. I mean, because otherwise, why is there an emergency? Why is it we always have these deadlines that are just, you know, do they wait until the deadline's, you know, hanging over our heads so they can just, you know, do the emergency clause and then they don't have to, you know, talk about it? I don't know. It's not a good perception, and we're all about what things look like, you know, in this public.
That's true. That's true.
All right, buddy.
I agree. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
All right, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. A lot going on here this morning. Very interesting stuff, to be sure. We got a break coming up here, but we've got a whole lot of stuff going on this morning here at WGH Talk, and it's going to be a big morning, Matt.
I think so, yeah.
Oh, boy, it's already starting that way. I can feel it. I can feel that it's going to be a big, big morning here at WGH Talk, and we may have a guest next hour. I don't know yet. It's an interesting day, to say the least, here, and we're going to go to break here at 9 o'clock, and then we're going to come back and continue this broadcast one more hour here in the studio, and then we will go out and be in the public. It's going to be something. The Easter eggs here. Only if you knew what was going on this morning. We'll be back right after this on WGH Talk. Don't you dare go anywhere.
The place for guests like Dean of the White House Press Corps, Helen Thomas.
Helen, how do you deal with criticism? Because certainly 10 presidents,